Welcome to the Nutri-Medical Report and Clay and Iron Show. And we're stronger than ever here at Republic Broadcasting. We'll have the archives back up in Republic Broadcasting very soon. And also, we're going to have them over on Nutri-Medical and Clay and Iron, and they'll also be cross-indexed and set up in such a way that they'll be very user-friendly. When we have this fully set up, we will have a small user fee. And we are planning, by the way, to have some amazing other things such as webinars this spring and other things online that are going to be able to send a lot more information out there, a lot more interaction directly as well. So we want to close off with Rob and, of course, your closing comments. But one more caller, Donna in Massachusetts. I want to make sure the callers know that they can get through and ask their important questions. Donna, could you please frame your question around what we're talking about in hour one with Rob on the thyroid and mitochondria and the toxic world we're living in? Donna, you're on the air.
Hello, doctor.
You're on the air.
Yes, hello, doctor. Good to talk to you. I have a comment. Our first grandchild was born just like 3 weeks ago.
Right.
And my daughter was there for the birth. This is my oldest son's child, and my daughter was there to help out. And the amazing thing is she said that within an hour after the baby was born, the doctor came and took the baby and said he was going to give it a hepatitis B shot. And
isn't that obscene? That is obscene beyond the palest limits. I mean, Dr. Mengele will roll over in his grave and chuckle while he's on the coals of the fires of the deepest dark depths of the ninth ring of Hades.
That's what you have to understand.
Fortunately, my daughter had the presence of mind to say to the doctor, "Are you crazy? This child has just been born." And but they're still there. They're pressing my daughter-in-law and my son to get this baby vaccinated with all kinds of things, and they are fortunately refusing. They're getting assistance from vaclib.org.
Wonderful. Vaclib.org, that's great, because if you don't have a happy autistic child, because you will, and this is going to fry the brains. If people don't believe me, go to my Nutri-Medical site and look up the multimedia presentation of how the beta subunit of neurotubulin, which connects all your dendrites together, that's your brain cells, how it cuts them right off, just like you took little snips of micro scissors and cut all your brain cells all off and truncated them. That's how dangerous these vaccines are. Aluminum, mercury, formaldehyde, stealth viruses, DNA, all kinds of crap that they're putting in there, and then they say it's fine to challenge the immune system of an immature baby with all this junk, and then think that the baby's going to respond and get some kind of protection. It is a form of insanity. This is really driving me nuts, and the reason why the doctors get away with it is they bunk their doctor colleagues on the head. If you, doctor, speak up, we'll remove your career. We'll take away your livelihood. Who cares? If the medical system is that corrupt, it needs to be taken down, and that's why this is the end of our age, of our civilization. It has reached the corruption level where the political system, the medical system, the financial system, everything is so corrupt, we need to rise above it and form a new civilization. And that's what's going to come, a refounding of America, a refounding of independent nations, not nations without walls like they want to have regional trade zones, not forced vaccinations like forcing little girls in Texas that they have to take these crazy vaccines against a possible future disease. How insane.
Well, the one thing that's really important to stress with all this is that everything's contractual. And I have worked in the legal field for quite a while.
Right.
And you put together a disclaimer stating that the doctor will be responsible not only for the child, but for the family, for any inconvenience it might cause by this inoculation to cause a disease for the child, that you are encumbered for the rest of your life taking care of the child, that they will be financially responsible to take care of the child, the family, the relatives. And I'll tell you, they run for the hills when you give them that kind of disclaimer.
Forever.
Well, my son approached the doctor with this verbally. So are you willing to take full responsibility personally if anything happens to this
and
child?
Fine.
Financially,
fine.
Medically. And he just balked. His eyes got as big as saucers. And so you have to be kidding.
Yeah,
that's
exactly
right.
Of course he has to be kidding. Guess what? If this fool, and again, if you can find any fools that want to call into the program about defending the vaccines, do it.
The Electrodyne will help with that, too, by the way.
Right. I will personally take them apart and do an intellectual autopsy on their stupid brains right on the air.
I love it.
We've all considered solar power at one time or another, and self-sufficiency will be your key to a better future. Ken Solar can help you get off the grid and become self-sufficient with solar power, and for a lot less than you would think. One of Ken's most popular items right now is the new solar power generator, for a lot less than you'd expect. This portable system can chop off nearly a third of your electric bill, a good start for any families out there wanting to get solar power for your home. Visit Ken's website at kensolar.com for free downloads, free videos, and how-tos, and, of course, the new solar power generator. Use the coupon code RBN with your purchase and save an additional 10% off your order. Get a solar power generator now from kensolar.com at 239-677-3073. Again, that's 239-677-3073 or on the web at kensolar.com. Ken Solar, the home of all your solar needs.
Attention, attention everyone. A brand new invention just released. It's called WristEase, the new patented portable ergonomic wrist support. WristEase comforts your wrists from the sometimes painful tasks of typing, writing, using a mouse or adding machine. Unlike most conventional wrist pads that are either attached to a mouse pad or lay flat in front of your keyboard, WristEase is totally portable and ideal for laptop users and technicians who are constantly on the go. WristEase is perfect for children doing homework or playing video games. WristEase provides the proper comfort and support for all ages and provides comfort for victims of carpal tunnel syndrome and other repetitive injuries. You can order WristEase now at WristEase.com. That's WristEase, W-R-I-S-T-E-A-S-E, WristEase.com. Once again, that's WristEase, W-R-I-S-T-E-A-S-E.com.
Are you paying exorbitant amounts of interest to your mortgage lender? We as Americans have been led down a path of paying excessive amounts of interest to the lending institutions. Stop paying tens of thousands of dollars in mortgage interest and start saving. Our financial experts have spent 2 years and about $2 million on a revolutionary interest reduction solution that will show you how to pay off 100% of your mortgage and other debt in as little as 8 to 11 years with no change to your current lifestyle or spending habits, no increase to your monthly mortgage payments, no refinancing, and no out-of-pocket expense. That's right. Take 19 to 22 years off your 30-year mortgage. This is not a bi-weekly payment program or a debt roll-down program. It's much more. Sound too good to be true? Find out just how good. Visit interestreductionsolutions.com or call 1-800-281-5094. That's 1-800-281-5094. Ask about our free DVD and financial analysis report.
Welcome back to the NutriMedical Report. And I want to thank Rob Schaefer in Hour 1 for this amazing program. We're going to have Rob back on regularly. And do check out Electrodyne. That's E-L-E-C-T-R-O-D-I-N-E. And do check out NutriMedical as we get your support. If you buy nutraceuticals, get them directly on our website or call us at 888-212-8871 or consult me for a nutraceutical needs consult. That's, again, 888-212-8871. Our websites are secure. We've never had an incursion. We don't share our data with anyone. That's NutriMedical, N-U-T-R-I, medical.com, and clayandiron.com. And our new guest for hour number two, Gary French, will be on in a second. Thank you, Rob, for that wonderful program and bringing a lot of issues that people just don't know that they have the problem in the first place and they don't realize there is a solution. Thanks very much. So, Gary Franchi is the director of LoneLantern.org, works directly with Aaron Rousseau and his amazing organization. And, of course, Gary has been working on building a mentorship group around the world. His organization literally gives people the intellectual and the tools to literally fellowship or disciple people, to give them the skill sets to know how to tell other people what's really going on, the issues, but also how to prepare. And that's why I really support very strongly what Gary is doing and feel that it is the next solution. We can't just talk about these issues. We need to start doing. We need to start becoming what we are, which is the refounders of a new America and new independent nations that will literally stand up for the rights of people on earth of all nations. And again, I'm talking about independent nations that are like the America that was founded, which is a republic, which means the rights of the individual cannot be taken away by the majority. And the property is a very major part of that right. So eminent domain, the violation of our bodies by experimental vaccines and injections, drug companies, all of these other obscenities, which are absolutely unconstitutional. And we need to get back to that. That's why this movie, Aaron Rousseau's organization, of course, is now working directly with Lone Lantern. America, freedom to fascism is so important, not just for the national ID and the unconstitutional IRS tax, but we're dealing with coming up with so many issues striking us right now, but we can stop it. We can stop it if we're vigilant, if we're strong in our body, mind, and spirit, and if we realize that if we don't fight for the future, we will have none. So welcome to the program, Gary. Let's get some updates on the latest advances on your remarkable website. That's lonelantern.org, the LoneLantern.org, and all the great new inroads you've been making in terms of winning lots of battles and building up the army of those who really know the truth and can disciple many more.
Well, thanks for having me on, Dr. Bill. It's an honor and a pleasure to be here.
Well,
thanks
also
for the great introduction.
Tell us about the remarkable show. You're now on Republic Broadcasting, and you do a show every week as well. Tell us the time so people can listen to your show. And again, if they need to contact you, any other contact ways perhaps as well?
Sure. There is a lot going on, and 2007 promises to be a turning point in the Patriot movement, and I promise every Patriot out there listening to this show, 2007 is the year. We've all been working so hard to move forward in the Patriot movement all these years, spreading information, and it's coming to fruition, and you can see that with the membership bases at Lone Lantern growing at exponential rates, site traffic. I mean, I'm even having trouble getting into my own site right now because it's just taking so long. We get people coming to the site at such frequency. And the radio show too. I mean, John's been gracious enough to give us a show on the Republic Broadcast Network, and we're doing that now Monday, Wednesday, Friday. You can tune in 7 p.m. Central Time, republicbroadcasting.org. And we're using the show as a rallying point to send out the marching orders and to let people know, hey, we are here and we're here to stay and we're here to refound this nation. And we're the new founding fathers of this great nation.
Absolutely. And we're getting back to the principles, just like de Tocqueville said 200 some years ago when he visited from France, a historian that said basically America is great because America is good. And goodness comes from the idea of respecting the principles that formed the Constitution that made America strong, because it strengthened the rights of the individual against the majority. It strengthened the rights of the states against the federal government. And those rights have been systematically destroyed by the last two terms of office of this current junta. And we need to turn it back. It's been also destroyed by previous Democratic juntas like the Bill Clinton, who passed all kinds of technical secrets to the Chinese for micro-miniaturization of nukes and long-range tactical weapons delivery systems from space and space technology. It's just an obscenity, and we can stop it. We can turn back, and we can become, as it says in the Bible, our nation can be healed. But we have to turn back and repent, which we haven't. And that's just not just dealing with a spiritual repentance. It's a political repentance from being disconnected. We need to support people like Ron Paul out there. No matter which party he joins, we need to support him rather than just wailing about how terrible Bush is. Bush is a symptom. He is not the whole problem.
Bush is a puppet. We all know that. And we know the problem is not isolated to the Republican Party. It's a cancer that's been growing in this nation. And as Aaron Russo's movie so eloquently describes, since 1913 when the Federal Reserve came into power. So, we need to cut this cancer out of the system, out of our nation, and just restore our republic. And one of the things that we're encouraging everyone to do, especially is rejecting the Real ID Act, one of the ways you can do that is by, right now I'm posting on our homepage the legislation that was passed in Maine that will that Maine has, that, okay, Maine passed legislation so that the Real ID Act would be refused at the state level, okay?
Right.
So what we're doing is we're posting the legislation that Maine had passed so you can copy it, adjust it to fit your state's information, and then send it to all of your representatives in your state at the state level, state government level, so we can get this thing up for a vote and that the states themselves can supersede the federalization of this Real ID Act.
Right. And this is really important. We need to dismantle, just like Pastor Butch says, when we've had him on the show, what you're doing is concrete. You've got something actual, a document. You need actually people to listen. You need to get this to your state legislatures. You need to move, just like we're moving with Stephen Fox trying to ban aspartame. In Mexico, if you're listening in New Mexico, you need to go to your state senators like Senator Ortiz Pino. You need to support them. We need to have New Hampshire, Vermont, Texas. We need to have these states like a wave of dominoes knocking down this ridiculous violation of states' rights, which is going to literally make it impossible. You won't be able to cash a check, have a job. Even your credit will be color-coded. Literally, you'll be a color-coded prisoner in a matrix inside America, and you won't be able to travel across state lines unless you get permission of Homeland Security. You won't be able to drive a vehicle, have a job, get credit, do anything, create a train, a plane, or a boat, or a bus. That's what kind of world they're going to make in literally less than a year and a half. And people, if you don't stand up, you should not complain when you're having the bite of steel into your ankles and your wrists in shackles as you're being hauled away, and you have the butt end of a gun being shoved into your back to move because you have someone with broken Chinese telling you better get into the car or the truck or the train.
You know, what we're seeing, unfortunately, is the abomination of this nation. You know, this is these legislations, these politicians. I mean, one thing I really like to see. I mean, these politicians that are violating their oaths of office, they need to be held accountable. Where's the accountability? You know, literally, I'm serious. We need to have one of these senators or one of these congressmen who are not pulling their weight. They need to be set as an example for all the other senators, and we need to put them in a trial, a nice big show trial. You know, like the O.J. Simpson case.
Yeah, yeah.
Okay, let this congressman go through the whole process.
Right.
And if it comes to that he's found guilty of treason, well, what do they do to people who are found guilty of treason? What do they do? Is it life in prison? Or is it execution? Whatever the case may be, that judge, that congressman needs to be held accountable for all other congressmen to see.
I would like to see all of the congressmen and senators who voted for CAFTA and NAFTA, who voted as state senators for the, and now there's two states that are apparently trying to sell off publicly paid for roads, freeways, and so on, to private organizations that are international to get as feeder roads for this new I-35 corridor. Why don't we start going after all of the people who voted on these bills and indicting them, surgically removing them from office, doing the same thing with the not only the Republicans but the Democrats. When we have people like Pelosi and people that want to fund further wars over the Middle East and want to fund a preemptive strike, get another $260 billion to fund long-term sitting on top of the Iraqi people rather than letting them sort out their own problems. What we've done is created a disaster, and we've compounded to the point we're on the verge of a thermonuclear exchange, and if we start losing, or they start losing, either side will up at the ante with more advanced weapons, and we'll have to literally just bend over and just kiss our butts goodbye, because it'll be a thermonuclear exchange, and a good part of the population of Earth will die along with most of the ecosystem.
You know, I think these departments, they're creating these no-fly lists, they're creating these terrorist watch lists. Well, you know what? I think it's really about time that we start creating our own lists.
Yeah.
Like you just said, we need to create a list of every single senator that's voted for NAFTA, CAFTA, or the Free Trade Agreement of the Americas. We need to create a list of every person, the state congressman, federal, whatever, every single level, an individual who's voting for that is voting against the American people and the American people's interests. We need to have a list so we can assault every single one of them with papers saying, "Look, your time is up, buddy. It's time for you to leave office."
Yeah.
The people are going to voice.
Yeah, we need to have it delivered really quickly. So if someone votes on a Tuesday, by Thursday, they should be served.
Absolutely.
You shouldn't have this go on for weeks and months while they stuff their pockets in foreign bank accounts or get compromised, because what we see happening is literally they're having drug and sex parties and getting videotapes and compromising our politicians through all kinds of very, very evil things that are typical operations of the MI5, MI6, CIA, FBI operations when they have special corps that want to compromise our politicians. And this is what's going on. We've had experts on, like Ted Gunderson. This is what's happening, people. Wake up, get connected again, get involved, take responsibility. Don't disconnect or we'll lose it.
Since 1988, Herbal Healer Academy has been the global supplier of the finest natural medicines. We specialize in keeping you alive and healthy. We provide outstanding products like ECX, colloidal silver, olive leaf extract, oregano oil, and hundreds of herbals, oils, books, and educational materials. We have homeopathic detox solutions for chemtrails, radiation, MSG, and aspartame poisoning. We also train naturopathic healers via correspondence education. Why wait any longer? Go ahead and do it today. Sign up on the web and receive our new 120-page catalog and a current Herbal Healer newsletter free. Simply log on to herbalhealer.com and check out the online member testimonials and our hundreds of exceptional products. That's herbalhealer.com, your website for safe, effective, natural alternatives and education. That's herbalhealer.com.
Do you know the truth about cancer treatments? Do you realize that with all presently accepted methods, you are not correctly attacking the cancer and you are mostly fighting to survive the treatment? Do you realize that mutilating surgery, burning and poisoning of your entire system are totally unnecessary? But now it's cancer's turn to die with LaserMed Inc. patented methodology. Without cutting, bleeding, drugs, or damaging radiation, we can destroy skin cancer and breast tumors of any size without adverse side effects at our physician's office. Laser technology at its best. For more information, here's the number to call, 702-953-0267. Or visit www.lasemedinc.com on the web. That's www.lasemedinc.com. That number to call again, 702-953-0267.
People who use Cartivite know about the pollutants in our body and want them out. For over 5 years, Cartivite has proven itself time-tested. Here's Dr. Mattson, a naturopathic doctor's thoughts on Cartivite.
In our mind, there isn't such a great big mystery to disease anymore. This basic tenet of yeast in the gut and metals in the liver covers at least 70-80% of the diseases that we see. When we do our program, you know, herbal formulas like Cartivite, and you see someone who could barely walk up a hill now going for regular jogs 2 months later, we know we're doing something right. It's a well-thought-out formula. I mean, the idea of it working on yeast and metals both at the same time and liver function is dead on. You'll find, I think, that it'll work more than just on heart problems and circulation problems. It'll work on other problems as well.
For more information, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit our Cartivite link at rbnlive.com. That toll-free number again, 1-877-928-8822.
To the Nutri-Medical Report and Clay and Iron Show. And we have some interesting information. Let's talk about the memberships and all the, because this is very unique with your organization, Gary. And that's one of the things that I feel that most people don't realize. You can't just talk about all these things and become very informed about 9/11, Oklahoma City, the avian flu, and all the other issues. You've got to start being able to have the tools to tell others. You need to have the mentoring. And you have some special forums, et cetera. Tell us about all the levels of membership that they can get signed up when they go to lonelantern.org and how they can partnership with these other organizations to literally worldwide become members, whether you're in, you can be in Greece or in Britain or Canada or Australia. Anywhere in the world, you can actually sign up and become a member and start your own local chapter. How does this work?
You know, what you just said was so right on. I mean, realistically, how long can we sit around and watch documentaries and enjoy the comforts of our home. You know, we have to step up to the plate,
right,
and harness this information and do something with it.
Right.
And what we encourage people to do, DVD reproduction, mass handouts, just having the courage to stand up and talk, you know, and not, you know, be intimidated with these fear tactics that are being handed down from the federal and international, you know, globalists. You know, these people can't intimidate us anymore. And we need to remember that we are the sovereign individuals who have the rights given to us by our Creator and empowered through the Constitution. You know, that this is our destiny. And what we're doing here with the Lone Lantern Organization, we have a forum, an interactive forum system set up. Now, I'm sure many of your listeners out there have seen different forums on different websites and this and that. Well, what we've done is a little different, and we're creating member groups. Okay, first you come to the forum, and it's lonelantern.org, and you can click the forum link on the left-hand side of the page. Once you've clicked that link, sign up, and all you need to do to sign up is simply choose a username and an email address. It's really not that intrusive. It's not Big Brother. You know, we don't share your information with anybody. Once you have access, you can log in, you can read all the different posts and join in the conversation in all of the public sections of the site. Now, if you want to really get involved, simply put a request to the administrators, which is me and Conti, and say, look, I want to be given member access. Simply, we take your username and add it to the member group, and a new section on the site will open up. It'll say Lone Lantern Society member section. There, you can post your request to join a specific group, whether it's the Ron Paul Presidential Campaign Group, whether it's the America Freedom to Fascism Group, whether it's the Lone Lantern Society Group, whether it's, planning committee for different events or activities. We have these different sections set up so that once you become a member of that section, it's only viewable by those individuals. So you can have private conversation with only people who have taken the necessary steps to be added to that group. It's a private section. The only people that can view it are me and the other administrator, Conti. So you can plan, you can organize privately, or if you want to make that section public, you are more than welcome to do so. We set up these steps because, you know, if you're serious about taking back this country, is it that difficult to submit your request to become a member? I mean, all you do is post it. It's like as simple as sending an email for your request, and we'll add you to the group and go on from there.
Yeah.
That's just one aspect of the
site. And one of the most therapeutic things is because the way you've set it up, which is very, very logical and structured, what it does is it allows people to fellowship that have similar interests, drives, callings to do specific issues, and they can tie in and put in, once they start feeling empowered by doing something about it, they don't become overwhelmed with fear. So I tell people it's like disease leaving the body. You got to put good things in for the disease to leave. Well, you've got to do something good for yourself, for your family, for your country, for your world, for the evil to leave. It just leaves like a disease when you do the right things.
You know, as a friend of mine said once, he said these people, once you turn the light on, they're like cockroaches. They'll scatter, you know. And here we are. We're the light, you know, and these people have been bearing this false light, this false illuminous torch from the, you know, Colombian goddess, you know, ISIS or whatever.
Right.
You know, and here we are. We're bringing the real truth to the people, the real light that's going to supersede any of the lies that they've, you know, put out to the public. You know, people have this barrier, this brainwashing, this bubble. We are actively out there, you know, breaking that down with information and then empowering people to connect with others. That's one reason why I started this organization, because when I became informed, I needed to find out where everybody was. I was blown away. I said, there's thousands of documentaries out here, all this information. How come no one's talking to each other? So that's why the organization was created, so we can network, so we can formulate ideas, so we can create legislation and move forward to reclaim the nation that our founding fathers bled and died for.
Yeah, but not just to do it here in America. This is an opportunity of the opposition coming against us in America and in the Western nations for us to spread the truth of what was the strength that founded America to every other nation. In other words, they need to reform their societal structure so it doesn't become a matrix in Britain or Canada or South America or Central America or Russia that has already had a revolution, or China that's suffering by killing their own subsistence farmers so they can move in big transnational corporations run by the globalists. They're suffering over in their countries in different ways, but they're suffering from the same people that are causing harm to our troops, harm to our environment, and harm to our world. But we need to spread this world to every nation, and this is a great opportunity because no one can dispute that the globalists are taking a very great seize for power to put everyone and the entire world literally in jeopardy, and we can stop it if we become informed. You need to go to lonelantern.org and become a member today. We'll be back in a moment with Gary Franchi and a more amazing tools that he's going to offer to help get you connected and active in the service.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network because you can handle the truth.
Are you paying exorbitant amounts of interest to your mortgage lender? We as Americans have been led down a path of paying excessive amounts of interest to the lending institutions. Stop paying tens of thousands of dollars in mortgage interest and start saving. Our financial experts have spent 2 years and about $2 million on a revolutionary interest reduction solution that will show you how to pay off 100% of your mortgage and other debt in as little as 8 to 11 years with no change to your current lifestyle or spending habits, no increase to your monthly mortgage payments, no refinancing, and no out-of-pocket expense. That's right. Take 19 to 22 years off your 30-year mortgage. This is not a bi-weekly payment program or a debt roll-down program. It's much more. Sound too good to be true? Find out just how good. Visit interestreductionsolutions.com or call 1-800-281-5094. That's 1-800-281-5094. Ask about our free DVD and financial analysis report.
Obviously, something serious is going on, politically, economically, geologically, and environmentally. And how you prepare for those changes will determine your well-being in the very near future. Now, whether you're preparing for your family, your business, or your country, the Survival Center has the knowledge and experience to assist you in those decisions. Survival Center is America's premier supplier of family preparedness, health, and survival supplies with over 33 years of continuous operation. Now, you can start preparing with just knowledge, and that's why the Survival Center is offering a book. It's called Basic Preparedness, and it's just $19.95 plus shipping and handling. And it'll teach you about the four basics of survival: food, water, medical, and shelter. And when you order that book, you'll also get a free Survival Center catalog. Contact us today so we can help you prepare for whatever comes your way. Call us toll-free at 1-800-321-2900 or online at www.survivalcenter.com.
Come on, Bill. 2 weeks ago, you were riding a bicycle. And today, you're showing up in your new car and telling me you're buying a house? What did you do, rob Bill Gates?
No, John, I didn't rob Bill Gates. What I did do is visit the website www.didyourobbillgates.com. That's where I learned how to make $3,000 to $9,000 each and every week, starting with my very first week. It's a simple program that does all the work for you. I'm already up to $25,000 just going on my third week.
Whoa. What was that website again?
It's www.didyourobbillgates.com. Now write this down, John. You should go there and learn how this program can help you become financially independent, too.
Thanks, Bill. I'm going there right now.
Check, please.
You got this one, right, Bill?
Sure, John. Don't forget, it's www.didyourobbillgates.com. Next time, you'll be buying me lunch.
Deal.
Welcome back to the NutraMedical Report and Clay and Iron Show. Tell us about some of the networking that is going on, Gary, with some of the remarkable organizations you're working with. You're working, of course, networking with G. Edward Griffiths, Freedom Force International, Aaron Rousseau's AF, TF Network, John Connor's Resistance, the 9/11 Truth Movement, This is amazing. This is literally the coming together of a new form of communication, a new fellowship, a new mentorship that literally is going to empower people, not only in America, but around the world. So if you're listening to this in China, in India, in Australia, in South Africa, in Canada, in Central or South America, you need to take heed. You need to become a member, because in every country, these issues are going to come at us one direction or another, and you need to be empowered. And this is how this will happen, because they'll get the tools dealing with it through the Lone Lantern Organization. Give us an example of how this operates.
Well, you know, we reached out to a lot of different individuals. G. Edward Griffin, as you mentioned, John Connor's group, Aaron Russo's group, the 9/11 Truth Movement. I mean, all these groups, we're all out there reaching and trying to, we've all got the same cause. And working together, finally, we're going to be able to achieve our goals. You know, I've got 47 member applications I've got to go through after this show.
Yeah, that's just for today, right? That's great.
And I've got to go through these applications and say, okay, we got people in America, we got people in England. I mean, I've got applications that come as far from Brazil. I mean, people, obviously, because it's the World Wide Web, people are visiting and becoming informed from all corners of this earth. And that's because the problem, while it may seem that it's just, you know, and if you're in America, sure, it can seem like it's here, but we realize it's a global issue. These free trade zones affect every single person, and it reduces the standard of living for Americans, and it exploits foreign workers. I mean, these are certain aspects that
we're
trying to address.
It does everything, and it pollutes, and it literally does everything that's wrong. Everything that's wrong, if they succeed, for example, with the I-35 corridor here, it will not only destroy our nation, but it'll be using nations like the people from China literally as the cannon fodder for what's going to happen. And we see it already environmentally. Their city of Beijing is so polluted they probably won't even be able to keep the Olympic Games if they can't reduce the pollution, because how can you be an Olympic athlete in a place that's so polluted? You'll choke to death. The same thing. We're seeing that if we literally have, as Frosty Wooldridge says, next 100 million, just totally flood the nation with people, many of them very sick, rather than helping them in their own nation, what they're going to do is they'll bring America down to the point where you won't be able to earn enough money to even eat during the day. It's just like in the Bible, a day's work for a day's food, just so you can work the next day. That's what the globalists want to do to us, convert it to serfs, where we are literally serfs on the land. We don't own anything. That the globalists, through their NGOs, non-government organizations, and the corporate private-public partnerships that Joan Vian talks about, will control everything, and we will literally become on a new plantation earth with zones, no more national borders, all trade zones, all regional currencies like the NAFTA-sponsored Amero, which is obscene. The euro is falling apart. We need to get back to the fact that we need united, independent nations. We need to deal with a world where we can't have war, because it's not only economically but ecologically and in every way impossible to proceed with, because if any side starts to win, the other side will just up the ante until it becomes impossible to even succeed. Even if you win, winning will just mean a different form of death.
Right. See, these people are sick, megalomaniacs, power-hungry individuals. And see, they look at us like cattle. They look at us like nothing more than obviously digits on a screen, statistics. They don't care. You know, like, you got our soldiers, American soldiers, going off to Iraq, and what? And then they come back in body bags?
Yeah.
And what? And then they send more?
And then they don't care about
those families.
They'd also lie in terms of how many are sick or how many are poisoned with depleted uranium. Let me tell you can multiply whatever number they have by probably 5 or 6 in terms of the number dead, and probably multiply by 20 or 30 or 100 times the number that have been poisoned, their health ruined, and they'll come back, and if they're not disabled now, they will be shortly. This is an obscenity. And, of course, they enter the system where there's not proper health care through the VA system. They will be denied or they'll be treated like they're a psychiatric victim. Even if they have post-traumatic stress, they won't be properly treated. It's an obscenity. It goes on and on and on. Each war after the last war, destroying an entire generation of young people, gutting towns and cities where they're the firefighters, they're the EMTs, they're the doctors that have gone overseas and done this. And they enter these battlefield situations where you can't win. There's no plan to win, and there's no way to withdraw. That's what they're doing, and they go in and wreck a country, balkanize it, break it up in pieces like we've done to Iraq, so we can digest it. Now we have Kurdistan in the north, and, of course, don't think that now the Kurds have got that power, we won't be causing major harm to Turkey, because the eastern part of all of Turkey is, guess what, Kurdish. And so what? Also, the southern the Kurdish peoples that are in the southern republics in the former Soviet Union. This is literally forming another new bloc sitting on top of the largest unexplored oil area in the planet, is the area of Kurdistan. And I call it that because that functionally that's what they've done, and they don't want a nation with borders. They just want to be able to deal with some guys that are kind of controlling that people so they can make their contracts for their pipelines and they can control them. So if you're over in these countries, you need to start signing up. You need to start getting connected so you can really figure out what's going on, because you're not going to get it through the snooze, I call it. You're going to get it through fellowships, through people who will get you documents, get you information, dialogue with you, convince you that you need to get back involved in your country or in your local politics in your nation. And that's where it starts. Like in Maine, they need to get your documents. They need to go to their state legislature and say, you know, we got to get out of this national ID. It's a year away. What kind of world is it going to be when you can't cross the border, you can't cross the state line, you can't have a driver's license or cash a check or have a job, and you can't even get credit? You can't do anything unless you have this driver's ID. And this is just the next step. Guaranteed, if it's in a chip or if it's in your vehicle, but it's in, an ID papers, like show your papers like Nazi Germany. The next step, we've had so much ID theft with this national ID, we have to stick the chip in you. We really don't want to do it. But for national security, we're going to put it in your forehead or your right hand. Does that sound familiar?
You know, they've got, it's in the book of Revelation, as a matter of fact. But,
right.
You know, they've got, we did a topic on one of the shows a couple weeks ago about this new RFID technology. And I'm not sure if you heard about this, but I'll let you know. They've got a technology now where the RFID, they have actual invisible RFID ink. Okay? So it's like a perfect merger between the barcode tattoo and the actual microchip implant. So no longer, they won't even have to inject you with a chip. They can give you a stamp that will act as the exact, they'll have the same function as the chip.
Wow.
But it'll be invisible. They've already got this. They're already using it.
So it could probably scan right through your clothes, because it's going to be an RFID chip, so it hits it with a scannable beam, and then all of a sudden gets a backscatter and tells you who you are from your number.
Yeah, it's a stamp that's RFID traceable, and it's just an ink. It's a liquid RFID ink.
Yeah, see, that's
what they've got now.
There's lots of layers of technology. Ultimately, though, people have to understand, no matter what, quote, they're always worried about what I call the mark of the beast. What they should realize is the mark of the Most High God is that, number one, you know that the only acceptable government on earth is a republic. And a republic means that the rights of the citizen, which are made in the image of the Most High God, cannot be taken away by anyone else, including the majority or the judiciary or any branch of the government. That there's
right.
a balance of power in the government that maintains that the society continues on a stable pace hundreds or thousands of years in the future, because you maintain that balance. That balance has been thrown off by the recent number of presidential people who have stolen away power. The judiciary has stolen away power from the states. This is a very dangerous thing. We're losing posse comitatus. They're knocking down the international barriers for the country to protection. They're seizing more property from individual citizens, which is clear violation. And they're now trying to pass hate crime laws, which means if someone feels offended, you go to prison because you were guilty until presumed innocent after very maybe no chance of ever getting back out of jail. That's what's coming.
Bill, this is where we come in. And this is where the American citizenry and citizenry of other nations need to step up to the plate, because freedom is not a spectator sport. You have to be an active participant, or else your freedoms will vanish. And that's what's happening. These politicians, they're passing legislation that are just wiping away with a nice little eraser, and they're not leaving any dust behind, because they don't even care if you see the dust.
Right.
Okay. They're taking the Constitution, they're wiping away key provisions of it, and saying, hey, look what we did, and you're not doing anything.
Yeah.
The more we are silent,
it gets more outrageous each time. Yeah. Each time we don't do something, when they do something outrageous, like April Fool's Day 2005, President Bush passed an edict, just like this idiot Perry in Texas, that they were going to force little girls, I think between 8 and 12, to take these foolish vaccines. Well, the president passed a law that if there was a state of a national emergency, he could literally force you to take vaccines. Since then, they've even passed more executive orders just in the last few months, where literally it's called the Insurrections Act. It was passed through this crazy Congress that was signed by the president right after the New Year, that allows him with the Insurrections Act to say if there's a state of national emergency, he can move the National Guard anywhere in the country like a national force. That is a violation of the law. The Guard is supposed to be a state guard. It's supposed to be part of the civilian defense. Now, how come the president all of a sudden can take the National Guard and do this?
Right, he's acting out of his jurisdiction.
Right, but that thing alone should have resulted in impeachment. He started wars without proper congressional authorization. He's doing so many things, but they're doing nothing, so it continues to grow and grow. It's like dealing with a dysfunctional relationship where the wife tells me, I remember this years ago, one of my first cases, and I've seen this over and over. The wife says, I can't believe it. He broke my nose last week, and he broke it 6 months ago, and he broke my arm, and he did this and that. I said, well, why are you in the relationship? And now, why are we in the relationship with a government that treats us like garbage, or like we're about to be slaughtered or bandsawed and cut up like a carcass of meat and put on a meat hook? Why are we letting this happen? Why? Why, people? And we're not just talking anymore. This is the year where we're going to start serving documents for indictments. We're going to start getting state legislatures to stop this damn national ID. We're going to withdraw funding for another expanded war to start a nuclear conflict where there'll be ICBMs, nukes, or complete terrorism, where it will be unsafe not only for Americans, but Canadians, Brits, or anybody to travel around the world, because we will have enraged the Islamic peoples of the earth so much that it'll be dangerous to even travel. This is a ridiculous situation. And, of course, what they want to do is they want to turn America into a Nazi Fourth Reich state where we'll be the jackbooted thugs of the earth with the most advanced ROV, robotic, and clone super soldiers, and we'll stomp on every nation that gets in our way with such force that we'll just crush every nation. And that's what they want to do with America, flood it with a few hundred more million people, make it a North American continental enclave, and then bring in these advanced technologies and just smash to pieces any nation that won't fall into line, which, of course, ultimately all the judgment will fall on North America. It'll be nuked flat. It'll be destroyed. It'll be literally a leper colony, just like the movie V for Vendetta. Face it, people, if you don't fight for the future, you will have none. And that joining Lone Lantern is one of the most concrete ways to get a future where there will be a glorious future, where you'll live long and happy, as it says in the Bible. You'll plant your tree and you'll be able to eat of the fruit thereof, and you'll build a house and no one else will take it from you, which is what they're doing with the eminent domain. This is what's happening. We need a united world with independent nations, independent peoples, but a codependence in the sense that we care about each other. We are our brother's keepers, not just as individuals, but as nations and the earth, which these fools are destroying.
Right. And, you know, It's so terrifying just to think about what they're doing, and you know, with the weight of all of this truth, we need to look towards the positive.
Oh yeah, and the positive, and we can get control,
and we can
just tell people, hey, if you join Gary's organization, Gary Franchi and LoneLantern.org, we can stop this. It didn't take a majority of people; it took a minority of people who were willing to sell it all for the dream of a world where King George, we have another King George, was trying to crush them under the boot, and they only had a 2 or 3% tax that was even voluntary. This is an involuntary tax. In fact, with a national ID, even if you bring in gold coin to the gas bar and you want to buy gasoline or anything else, or silver coins. You have to present your national ID, and if you don't, you go to prison, and if you have a sentence longer than a year, you can be sent anywhere in the world, 80 Bechtel and Halliburton built international prisons or underground work camps, and stationed to work for any corporation at pennies on the hour for the rest of your days, or they can execute you on the spot. That's what's already in the law.
Well, this is what we're going to, and I'm putting a call out today. If you're out there listening, start compiling lists of individuals, of politicians. They're one passing legislation for these free trade zones. Also, start compiling lists of the corporate CEOs of these organizations that are creating these prisons that are, just corrupting our politicians, and because they're just this big entity, they can just push everyone around. You know, we need to get their addresses, and I'm dead set serious. We need to go stand in front of their homes and protest on their private personal property, even if it's like outside their gated fence.
Right. Well, okay. We need to be Santa Claus. We need to be the ones that make the list and check it twice.
Yes, we're making our own lists, and we are rising up to take back our country, and we're doing it through constitutional legislative means and through the right and freedom to assemble and protest.
Right.
So through these different avenues, we are going to be successful. Bottom line.
Yeah, we can choose a future. We have an alternate future that's a hellish future. But I tell people they have to know and they have to remember Nineveh. You know, I love the story about Nineveh because it's one of the most instructive stories about character. And here we have Jonah. He goes to Nineveh. God says, you got to go to Nineveh. And he tried to escape, so he gets swallowed by a whale and says, finally, God, okay, God, I'll go to Nineveh. Then he gets to Nineveh and he tells the king, and the king repents with, I think, a 12-word announcement to the people is what Jonah said. And the king immediately repents, puts sackcloth and ashes, and God says, look, I won't destroy your nation because you've repented. Now they fell back into their abominations. So 40 years later, he did destroy Nineveh. But guess what? They had 40 years where they weren't destroyed. And
right.
So the same thing goes. If we'll repent, as it says in the Bible, it's not written in stone that all hell has to break loose in the next few years. People need to know they are the deciders of the future, not George Bush. They are. The citizens
right.
of here, we only need a few percent to be the chain shapers, the people that are willing to hit the barbed wire first, and guess what? Everybody else will join.
You know, Sam Adams said, it takes only an irate and informed minority to set the brush fires in the people's minds, and that's what we're doing.
That's what we need to do. People now know 9/11 was done. It was an inside job, and the avian flu, and the depleted uranium, all these abominations. We need to stop it, but we can just stand up, and we need to set that fire in their minds now. We'll be back in a moment with Gary Franchi.
Did you ever wonder how an opera singer that hits a high note is able to shatter a wine glass? Well, the glass has a natural resonant frequency. If the resonant frequency making the glass vibrate is powerful enough, the size of the vibration will become so large the glass shatters. Using this same principle, Royal Raymond Rife discovered that disease-causing organisms can be destroyed using different resonant frequencies. The BioSolutions frequency instrument uses the same technology for relief or elimination of pain and disease conditions with no side effects. The 2006 BioSolutions Plus is the easiest to operate frequency instrument ever developed. Its easy reference guide will allow you to begin using the instrument within minutes. Customer satisfaction is guaranteed or your money back. Don't just treat symptoms, eliminate the cause. For more information, call BioSolutions toll-free, 1-866-885-6625. That's 1-866-885-6625. Once again, 1-866-885-6625.
Would you enjoy a career where you pick your hours, work for who you want to, when you want to, as much as you want to? No one knows about this hidden career because there is no book, school, or teaching material available. Until now. Learn the trade of window painting. Window Genie is now offering a 3-day workshop on DVD that shows you how to reproduce art, text, and graphics professionally, even if you can't draw a stick man. Secrets, cheater techniques, shortcuts, tips, and tricks are all revealed. Recoup your investment in as little as one job and have a career for life. This training also gives you the skills to do regular sign work, indoor murals, and signage. Begin your new career today. Just call us at 780-457-7109 or visit us at windowgenie.com. Again, that's windowgenie, spelled J-E-A-N-N-I-E.com.
We've all considered solar power at one time or another, and self-sufficiency will be your key to a better future. Ken Solar can help you get off the grid and become self-sufficient with solar power, and for a lot less than you would think. One of Ken's most popular items right now is the new solar power generator, for a lot less than you'd expect. This portable system can chop off nearly a third of your electric bill, a good start for any families out there wanting to get solar power for your home. Visit Ken's website at kensolar.com for free downloads, free videos, and how-tos, and, of course, the new solar power generator. Use the coupon code RBN with your purchase and save an additional 10% off your order. Get a solar power generator now from kensolar.com at 239-677-3073. Again, that's 239-677-3073 or on the web at kensolar.com. Ken Solar, the home of all your solar needs.
Welcome back to the NutraMedical Report and the Clay and Iron Show. And I wonder if we have any callers. Do you have any quick questions? This is a very important topic, the idea of membership and so on. I do see on our board, I'm not sure if Fred is there in Pennsylvania. Fred, if you're there, go right ahead and start talking. No, I guess he isn't there. So, Gary, let's continue. How do people then sign up for LoneLantern.org and how do they get rolling right away in their local town, city, whether they're in America or around the world listening to this in North or South America, Europe, or elsewhere? How do they
simply go to our site, LoneLantern.org, and click on the registration button on the right side of the screen. Actually, there's at the center of the screen, scroll down, you'll see a sign up for your Lone Lantern account. Simply click that. It'll take you to our forum. You can put in your name, your username, or your email address. That'll set up your account. Then start posting and communicating and reaching out to people around you. That's the only way we're going to take this country back. You have to reach out. Yeah, I mean, you have to take the steps.
Yeah,
you have to stand up and take the steps.
Yeah, we had Dr. Breeding yesterday. This is important because you got the steps. He said the definition of sanity is to be connected, and that's right. What you're doing. You're bringing sanity back. You're telling people, let's get reconnected to your neighbors, your nation, your world, your other human beings elsewhere on the planet, so we reconnect.
We are putting the infrastructure in place for people to communicate amongst each other. Okay, we can lay the track, but you've got to ride the train.
Yeah.
Okay, and that's what it is.
It takes sweat.
You know, and there's no ticket to buy. Just get on the train, meet the person sitting next to you, and let's ride this thing to victory. Okay.
Yeah, exactly.
That's what we're here for.
And exactly, whatever issue you tend to get your teeth into, get it in and just push on it. If, as I say, if you're pushing this giant, you know, battering ram, if they, you know, they talked about ancient warfare in the Middle Ages, get whatever piece of that battering ram and push on it. You don't have to be able to get somebody else's spot. You figure out where you need to be, and you need to be there and start doing something in your local community, your nation, your city, your town. Get started now, because the whole world is going down. This is not just America. This is a global problem, just like Aaron Rousseau said in this movie, which starts off with the IRS, but it then deals with the not only the national ID, but global identification and the global matrix, and the global corporatocracy is actually trying to crush the populations of the earth.
Well, the point of our organization, because there are so many different facets to the Patriot Movement, okay, you got the IRS, you've got the 9/11 truth, you've got all these different facets, okay? And these groups are separated. But we need to connect everybody together,
right,
so that we can all work for the common goal. The common goal is the restoration of our republic and accountability for politicians. So, and the respect given duly to our Constitution. So that's why we're here, is to allow all those different groups with all those different special interests to connect together work together, and take back the country that was destined for us since our founding fathers created it, and to inform and instruct and reach out to members all across the world who have similar problems in their nations and learn from what others are doing.
Absolutely. And your program again, Gary, they need it so they can hear the program here on Republic Broadcasting is when?
Monday, Wednesday, Friday, 7 p.m. Central Time, republicbroadcasting.org.
Fantastic. And go to lonelantern.org, sign up, become a member, get active. Freedom isn't free. It's going to take some sweat, but it'll also be fun. The fear leaves when you start doing the right thing, people. Start getting the fear out of your body by getting involved. Get connected. Thank you, Gary. It's been a fantastic program. Get involved, people. This is the year when the comfort zone goes, and you need to start.